Sam Workmeister, a father of two, nearly died 6 times last year.
It's called carfentanil, and it's really cheap, $5 for a cap, and it destroyed my life.
Workmeister is tall, 30 years old with a brown goatee. He works a 5 a.m. shift on a production line in Collinsville, and today he's 2 months sober, living in an Oxford house with a half dozen other guys.
Here's the kitchen area. We have 4 refrigerators in here.
But getting to this point was not easy. After trying over and over to quit on his own, he went to Bloomington for residential treatment in 2013. He says that 28-day program built the foundation for his recovery.
The most important thing is getting away into a safe place where you're away from old people, places, and things. You're completely out of that environment. What they did up there is they helped me learn about my addiction and helped me learn about myself.
Workmeister is in an outpatient program where he gets a shot to block his cravings every month. The medication is covered by Medicaid. He goes to support groups regularly, and most importantly, he's able to see his kids again. But he knows others who didn't get the help they needed. One acquaintance lives at the Arch House in Granite City, a treatment home for people staying sober. There's a waiting list, but a third of the beds are empty. Another, a friend of a friend, was scheduled for treatment at the Wells Center in Jacksonville before it announced it might close. His friends haven't heard from him since. In Granite City, an addiction treatment clinic called Chestnut Health Systems sits in an industrial park behind a steel processing plant. The waiting room is full on a Tuesday afternoon. Gordon Anderson has worked as a counselor here for about 7 years.
When I came to Chestnut, I had maybe 3 or 4 or 5 clients that were addicted to heroin. Today, I have probably close to 80%.
He's seeing a lot of young men between the ages of 18 and 26, and people are dying at record rates. Madison County alone saw more than 50 deaths due to heroin, fentanyl, or prescription drug overdoses last year.
It's like you come to work on Monday, it's like, well, I wonder if everybody made it, because it's that dangerous of a drug.
But just as the opioid overdose rate really started to escalate, Illinois expanded Medicaid coverage, and that coverage includes addiction treatment. So Chestnut started signing these patients up for health insurance when they walked in the door.
Very few have private insurance. Very few. Maybe 2 or 3 that I know.
That's now starting to backfire. Illinois' stopgap budget expired at the end of last year, and the state isn't paying companies that manage Medicaid plans in a timely manner. So they aren't paying providers either.
We look at county mental health funding as well as federal grants.
Jim Wallace, who works for Chestnut's corporate division, says they're one of the lucky ones. But when any provider in the system scales back services, the need shifts to everyone else.
What happens is those patients who might be being served in their hometown or 5 minutes from their home are now traveling 2 and 3 hours to other treatment providers. Can Chestnut serve them all? Absolutely not.
The waiting list for adults, he says, is already pretty long. When reached for comment, a spokesperson for Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner said his office is doing everything it can to ensure that payments are made to addiction providers. They said it's now a question of Comptroller Susana Mendoza's priorities. But without a budget passed by the state and signed by the governor, Mendoza doesn't have a whole lot to work with. I'm Derry Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.